Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you said you're going to look at everything on defense. Will we see any changes on defense?
I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's, you know, obvious that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls, John, that go that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. And so that is definitely underway. You know, as we get out of practice today, I'm looking forward to seeing the speed. We're trying to eliminate the hesitation, and we will do that.
That was Thursday when he was asked, you know, remember, after the game in Dallas a week ago last night, he was peeved, to say the least, about the defense in particular, and said, everything's on the table. We're going to look into everything. And then we didn't hear anything from him until Thursday. He pushed everything back on Monday. And John Kimes' first question is, you know, you said we're going to, you know, you're going to look at everything. So what'd you find when you looked into it? And he said, I think what you're going to see is improved play. Well, all right then. We're good. We're good. But didn't talk about anything in terms of a big blockbuster headline. It was no big overhaul necessary. It's small calibrations and adjustments. So that's what we're going to do. We'll see if that works. Look, there aren't a lot of answers. It is everything. It's not just Joe Witt Jr. It's not just personnel. They got a lot of issues defensively, and they lost probably their best defensive player this year anyway in Dorrance Armstrong. So it's going to be tough tonight at Kansas City on defense. But the way you pull these games off when you are deficient on one side is somehow you end up winning that mistake battle, and you end up winning the time of possession, and you control the football and keep your defense on the sideline. That is in play. So if you ask me, is it doable? Yes. If so, how? I laid it out for you last hour multiple times. Max, I've not asked you, is it doable tonight? And I mean, if so, how?
Any given Sunday or Monday night in this case. But I don't. The defense has got to step up, and they have shown no signs of being able to take that step. Now, if Mahomes or Andy Reid or just, you know, the Chiefs just have an off night, if Steve Spagnuolo is, you know, he wakes up sick and he can't coach the game and somebody else has to fill in on defense, maybe. But I just need this defense to show a little bit of life. I think the offense will be fine, as you said earlier in the show. Because Marcus Mariota has shown me that he's more than capable of running that offense, especially when you have Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel back. But this defense is so banged up that the secondary needs to flip a switch like they did kind of coming down the stretch at the end of last year. Do I have any hope that they will? Not much, but, you know, man, this is why we play the games. Any given Sunday, it could happen. But I'm not holding out hope.
I'm actually, this is a hunch, not based on anything. I have a hunch that Chris Rodriguez is going to be a factor tonight on offense. Not that, not to the, you know, exclusion of Kroski Merritt. I think they'll both be in there. But you need some physical wins.
Some punch you in the mouth
at the line of scrimmage with an offensive line that's pretty decent. You know, pretty decent with Paul and with Cosme back and their ability to perhaps move. You know, it's tough to move Chris Jones. And Nick Bolton is just flat out one of the best. Just, he's so good. 32. You guys know Nick Bolton for them. Chris Jones, obviously, is, you know, goes without saying. McDuffie's outstanding. I'm a big Karlaftis fan. Karlaftis, to me, is Ryan Kerrigan incarnate. They're the same player. There's nothing dynamic. There's nothing game-changing about the way they play, but they are just super stout, super strong, and end up, you know, getting results because of strength more than, you know, style or quickness or, you know, get off, etc. But Chris Rodriguez, maybe tonight. How about 8 carries for 42 yards? Okay, just over 5 yards a carry. You know, out of that zone read, it's tough. When your quarterback is a run threat and presented as one, it makes it hard on a defense. Washington's got to do that tonight. Marcus Mariota has to be a big part of what they do in the run game. All right, Mike in Potomac. Mike, is it doable tonight, and if so, how?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm listening to everything.
Whoa, Mike. Put Mike back on hold. That phone's no good. We'll go to Mark in Largo. Mark, is it doable tonight, and if so, how?
It is very doable, and here's the reason why. Like you said, every year we always have an upset for us. But here's the most important point, Kevin. The last time we beat the Kansas City Chiefs, you were 20 years old and I was 13 years old. We have not beaten the Kansas City Chiefs in 4 decades. That's pretty astounding. The third reason why I think we're going to do it is because
1-10 against the Chiefs. Huh? Never have won at Arrowhead. Only stadium we haven't won at.
Okay, that may be true. True. That we never won an
Arrowhead. Adding to your point. It is true.
Right. I agree with you there. Now, I think the most important reason why I think we're going to win is because I think Joe Witt is probably going to have to come out of his bag of blitzing like crazy. He's going to have an exorcism of Greg Williams inside of him where you could just blitz like crazy, and I think that will benefit everything. But I also agree with you, the running game is going to be very, very important too. And four is, Kevin, how did you like that Miami-Atlanta game yesterday? I'm just curious. Your great son, Kirk Cousins.
You're so good.
How did he do that?
You're so good.
Brother?
What time's your show tonight? What time are you on? You know, by the way, what was interesting about that, what was interesting about that is you do know that he was nowhere near the top three reasons why that happened. They couldn't get off the field.
Oh God, Kevin.
They couldn't get off the field. I paid attention to the game.
No, I swear.
Well, no, did you see? Miami literally drove the ball and scored on every possession. They couldn't get Tua and Achain and Ollie Gordon off the field. It was pathetic. He did not play well, though. He did not play well. But their defense was. What?
You know what I don't understand about the Falcons? To me,
nobody cares about the Falcons.
They have the triplets as far as talent. Robinson, Drake London, and Pitts.
Well, London didn't play. He was inactive.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
And Bijan in the first half was 3 carries for 2 yards.
That's unacceptable. Yeah. Look, let me
okay.
say.
Okay, enough about the Falcons. What time's your show? Just let everybody know what time you're on tonight. I'll talk to you later. Mark in Largo, everybody. Let's go to Dontell. Dontell in Frederick. Is it doable tonight, and if so, how?
Hey, Kevin, thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
You said something earlier I want to say real quick about Austin Reeves. Man, he's that dude. And he's got to get out from behind LeBron because they're holding him back. But I had to say something.
They're holding him back? Yeah, exactly. He had 51 last night. That's insane.
He's playing in the shadow of LeBron and Luka, just like the Josh Giddey was with SGA. I mean, he's just got to get out of it. He's a good ball player, man, and his talents can
By the way, he's more. Better than Giddey.
I probably agree with you on that, but I don't. Giddey can play.
Giddey, there's not the killer. Giddey doesn't have that killer instinct. Reeves does.
Right, Reeves does. You are absolutely right about that. But to get to your question about tonight,
yeah.
And we have a legitimate shot, I believe, because after that debacle last week in Dallas, I truly believe in Dan Quinn. I think he's going to have somehow, I don't know how, but I think he's going to have this defense ready to roll. And the key point to it, here's the point. This is how we beat him in Arrowhead. He dials up a blitz that gets Jacob Martin free, and he knocks Mahomes out the game.
Okay. Well, you know what? Tonight, I'm wishing for Mahomes to get knocked out of the game. Nothing severe, nothing serious. He's back next week. But somehow, he doesn't play tonight. That would be interesting. If you're wondering who the backup quarterback in Kansas City is, it's Gardner Minshew. And you know what? He'd probably have a lot of success against our defense as well. Thanks, Dontel. Chris, go ahead. Is tonight doable, and if so, how?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, Chris.
No, tonight's not doable. Here's the problem. Have you ever gone into a week where your team is playing your backup quarterback, and the ask of the backup quarterback is not, hey, just do a little bit more, keep the offense moving somewhat and let the defense just carry you. It always has to be that way. The defense always has to carry you. That's not the case this week, Kev.
That's true.
Our backup,
he's got to have a great game. He's got to literally have a phenomenal game tonight for them to have any chance.
But the spotlight for all of us watching this team right now, the spotlight is on our defense, and our defense is too slow. Kansas City, Andy Reid, they're going to scheme up. Just envision this. They're going to scheme up Kelce on Sanderstill, and they're going to scheme up all of their fast wide receivers on Wagner and the other linebacker, not Luvu, but the other guy who can't run. Like, they are going to have these guys. How many times?
Well, Jordan McGee actually can run. If you're talking about a linebacker, he can actually run.
Not with the speed they have. I don't think. And you're going to have Lattimore running into our safety two or three times tonight.
Lattimore and Chin, really at least one collision tonight. Eight for eight.
I'm saying three collisions. There's three collisions in our secondary tonight. They're going to be running these guys off. And, even if can our offense really have sustained drives at this point? Because they're going to need either big plays or sustained drives. And we haven't seen any of those this year. Really, truly.
We've seen big plays.
Few and far between. And this
I don't know. The 55-yarder at the end of the first half against the Chargers to McCaffrey was a big play. There have been some big plays. I think tonight it's more about churning it out, on the ground, and getting into that 11-on-11 where you've got Kansas City guessing. Does he have it? Doesn't he have it? Who's got it? And a non-weakness on this team, and I'm putting it in those terms because there are a lot of weaknesses on this team, a non-weakness is the offensive line and their run-blocking ability. I think they can run the football a little bit tonight. I'm going to be surprised if that's not a major emphasis. I don't want to see trickiness. I don't want to see a lot of horizontal football tonight. If it's part of a combo read option RPO, that's fine. Mariota, faking it, pulling it, and then getting it out into the flat to Terry or to Debo, I'm fine with that. But it's all got to be option based, not design based.
One more point to that point, Kev, is that Mahomes and Kansas City, even if let's say you have a nice sustained drive, eight minutes, 9 minutes, something super long, they can score in two or three plays. Like they can do whatever kind of game they need to do to win the game, and that's why they're so successful. Right. If they need a 12, 15 play drive, they can put that together. If they needed two big plays, they do that too. And against our defense, we have no chance against that type of offense. Zero chance. So I'll let you get to other callers, but you know, I'm
thanks, Chris.
Gonna be
you've got no on whether or not it's doable, so you don't even have to describe how, even though you went into the hows and said they're not really hows tonight. Paulie, is it doable, and if so, how? Is Paulie there?
He was.
All right. By the way, I'm going to just predict what Paulie's going to say. Why are you guys all afraid? It's the NFL. You go in. We of course we can win this game. Y'all shouldn't suit up and even watch the game because it's so doable. I just gave you Paulie since he fell off the.
You know,
the
since
line.
I screened that call, I can accurately attest that was pretty much.
Of course, it was going to be that. He's very predictable. Bernie, go ahead. Is it doable, and if so, how?
Hey, Kevin, the short answer is no, and one of my men earlier stole some of my thunder about the history. We always play them at the worst possible time. We've been good sometimes, and they've been better. And when they've been real good, we've been bad. I was at the only game in the rivalry that we won. It was
83
at RFK Stadium, 1983. Yep. Game was over at halftime. That's when Riggins, Theismann, and Monk and everybody showed off. So it's bad mojo. The only saving grace, I think, though, is that the Chiefs might be looking to next week. I think they play Buffalo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, on a short week. Yeah, okay, good point. Could be looking ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, and Andy Reid is certainly not so. That's not lost on Andy Reid, but human nature being what it is, it could happen. That's the only hope.
So I'm just Bernie, because you and I are probably similar in our memories of the team, and I did have to go look this one up, but I looked it up last week when I was looking at the one win that they had against the Chiefs, because organizationally 1-10 against the Chiefs, and the only win was that game at RFK in 83. They actually were down 12-0 at halftime, and they came back and scored 27 unanswered in the second half to win the game 27-12. I didn't remember the particulars of the game either, but they were down 27, down 12-0 at halftime. This is the 83 Skins. Those 83 Skins, as you remember, were one high-powered offensive football team. This was week three. They were down 12-0. At half, Nick Lowry kicked 4 field goals. St. Albans High School, Nick Lowry.
I think I was probably thinking about most of that season. We were killing people at halftime.
Sure, exactly.
I probably 100%. Merged that in with the whole season. But anyway, maybe they're looking past us, and maybe we'll catch them off guard.
We'll see. Thanks, Bernie, as always. Let's go to Bay in D.C. Bay, go ahead. Is it doable tonight? And if so, how?
Hey, what's up, Kev? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Look, this game is more than doable. All they have to do is send that five. Patrick Mahomes, let it throw slants. Don't go for the pump fake. Light him up and win the turnover battle. That's how we win this game. Win the turnover battle and put him under duress. No, nothing else matters. Put that dude under duress and make him think before he even think about crossing that line again. That's what I say, 34-24.
That is the badass way of thinking about it. And I would love it if somehow they could put him, in that kind of duress with a pass rush that is going to be hard to generate without sending like 8 players. But yeah, it could happen. Of course, he makes pass rushes and blitzes look silly. And I don't know what they do behind it, because they can't cover in zone, and then they make up for it by being terrible in man-to-man. Chris in Maryland, is it doable tonight? And if so, how? Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, sir?
Good. Go ahead, Chris. You're on.
Oh, I think it's doable tonight. Check this out. Kansas City gonna be missing two out of five starters on the offensive line.
Offensive
tonight.
Line, yeah. Simmons has been out for a while.
Yeah, and Smith's gonna be out too, right? And I think it's doable today. Listen, hey, and a lot of people say it's not doable. Look, you start the game off 0-0, right? So I think you guys are going to establish a run game a little bit tonight. And being able, I think Marcus Mariota is going to have probably 40 to 50 rushing yards tonight. I think the RPO game is going to be alive tonight. And just having Terry McCoy, it doesn't even matter if he's healthy or not. Having Terry and Debo out there, you're going to draw some of the best corners on that side. And McDuffie is going to be over there. But and look, the inside game got to open up. This is a game for Zach Ertz to have a big game tonight in the middle of the field right here. It's doable. Coaches, you're going against Andy Reid tonight. You're going to bring your best game tonight. I think it's doable.
The NFL, it's always doable, so I'm with you on that. I do think that the idea that you're going to win the turnover battle has to be more than an idea. It's got to be a reality. They got to be plus two minimum in the turnover area. And Kansas City's got the fewest takeaways through seven games. They've only fewest giveaways. They only have two turnovers on the season. And Washington, of course, has the second fewest takeaways next to the Jets. So. Things change. I'm not suggesting that should have a major bearing on tonight. You know, turnovers tend to be somewhat random at times, no doubt. They need it to turn in their direction tonight in a major, major way. All right, when we come back, we'll go around the NFL. It was not the best NFL day yesterday, that is for sure. A lot of boring games and blowouts. But there is one team that's starting to separate themselves. And you can laugh all you want, but the Indianapolis Colts and their margin of victory difference is starting to become a legitimate real thing. Don't forget, all of our NFL conversation on this show is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Second and 10. They go with Harvey on the toss, and there goes Harvey. Harvey's got a first down. Harvey's looking for the end zone. Harvey takes it home.
RJ Harvey didn't even get touched on that run. Dallas and Washington, right? I don't know, Pittsburgh's pretty bad. Cincinnati's pretty bad. There's some bad defensive football teams this year. really bad. The Cowboys might be the worst of all of them. Denver rolled up 426 yards and 44 points in the game. Beat Dallas 44-24 after last week's impressive win by the Cowboys over Washington. There was a decision made by Brian Schottenheimer. Third quarter, they're down 30-17 in a game in which you know you can't really get a stop. More likely than not, you're not going to get a stop. You probably won't get the ball back with the score being the same if you decide to punt it. And on fourth and five, right around midfield, I think it was their own 45-yard line, they punted. When they did that, even I think Romo just said, nah, you got to go for it here. You got to go down and score a touchdown to make it 30-24 if you're going to have any chance. They punted it. 12 plays, 84 yards later, it was 37-17 game over. Denver's very impressive, man. You know, we've talked about their pass rush. You know, Nick Benito is a star. They lost Pat Surtain in this game early to an injury. That would be a devastating injury if it's long term. But they ran the ball so many times where, like, nobody's touched for 6-7 yards. Dobbins went for 111. How about the season J.K. Dobbins is having? He's got 634 yards on the season, averaging 5.3 yards per carry. He was had essentially for a song at the end of the summer, and they're working into it the UCF rookie RJ Harvey. You know, Bo Nix can throw the football, and the offense is perfect for him. Four touchdown passes for Nix, 44-24 Denver. The Cowboys, the next 2 weeks, if you're a Cowboy fan looking for a bit of a silver lining, Cardinals, Raiders to get to 5-4-1 through 10. But they have the Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, the three games after that. I think, and this is where, you know, I've said that the larger concern for me about Washington isn't the offense, and I felt that way after the Chicago game. I still feel that way after the Dallas game. Of course, it will matter who's quarterbacking the team. But when you are just bad on defense, in this league, you have a chance. When you are truly horrific on defense, you don't really have a chance. You know, you just can't win enough games 38-35 to get to 10 or whatever you need to get into the postseason. Denver's rolling. They are 6-2. They were dead to right, man. You think about, they struggled offensively against the Giants through three quarters before their eruption, and they had their way with Dallas and their defense. Let's go to the link for the Eagles and the Giants.
Here's Hurts. Blitz coming. Hurts sees it. Loading up. Going for a deep ball. It is. Oh! Jahan Dotson! Oh! Touchdown, Eagles!
Yeah, it was Jahan Dotson. It wasn't the cleanest of catches by Jahan Dotson, but it was a really good, you know, kind of ball bounced around, hit his hands, came out of his hands. Then he pulled it in for a touchdown. It was his only catch of the day. In case you are concerned that Jahan Dotson's developing into a star. I think what's scary about the Eagles is we know the talent that they have. And they went through this stretch where they did not look good in losses to Denver, to the Giants. Even before that, they weren't very dynamic offensively. But they've gotten it together. In the last two games, you've got Jalen Hurts, who is 34 for 43. For 505 yards passing, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions in his last two games. And then yesterday, the one thing they haven't been able to do, run the football, you get Mr. Barkley going 65 on the second play from scrimmage, 14 for 150. Add to that Tank Bigsby. You know, they traded for him a few weeks ago. He comes into the game and he gets over 100 on 9 carries against that Giant defense. They rush for 276 yards in the game, and they had no A.J. Brown in the game. He sat. They're a scary team talent-wise. They go into their bye week 6-2, then they come out against the Packers afterwards. Look, the devastating news for the Giants was the Cam Scadaboo fractured broken ankle, which was hideous if you watched it. That thing was, you know, that thing was pointed and bent in a direction that was completely unnatural. That's the loss of a big-time rookie here in this season. But I'm not going to do the, you know, 15 minutes on the tush push here. But the bottom line is, and I'm sure you've all seen it, you know, a tush push, Jalen Hurts reaching out, having the ball stripped by Kayvon Thibodeau, fumble, he comes up with it, and they called it forward progress stopped. You just can't have this. You know, I think this was gone before this play, but this play cinches it, man. So I guess, you know, if the forward progress hasn't gotten the first down yet, then forward progress continues until they get a first down. But if they already have the first down, then forward progress stops, even though he's being pushed and he's reaching the ball out. No, that can't be the way it works. It's an impossible play to officiate, apparently, and it's a terrible play to watch. It is gone next year. No chance. I'd bet my firstborn that the tush push is eliminated. They only needed 2 votes. They got more than 2 to cinch it in the offseason. Enjoy it, Philly. This thing is over. That was a terrible play. Terrible call. Meantime, the Eagles don't even need it. They're good. They're getting better. Their 38-20 win gets them to 6-2. They play the Packers, Lions, and Cowboys coming out of the bye week in order, with 2 of those at Lambeau and at Dallas being on the road. Let's go to Pittsburgh for Sunday Night Football.
Pressure coming. He picked it up. Inside. Kraft's got it. 10. Kraft running away to the end zone. He has 2 touchdowns.
Tucker Kraft, we saw it in week 2. He's developing into one of the better tight ends in the NFL. 7 catches, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns. What's scary about that is just how bad the Pittsburgh defense is. This is the thing about defense, and we talked about this in the offseason. It's the variance year to year is great. It's so much greater than it is with offensive football. You just don't know. Like TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Jalen Ramsey, you know, the other players they have on that defense, Darius Slay they traded for, you know, TJ Watt, obviously. I mean, Patrick Queen. It's like they got all the names, but it seems like they're aging a little bit. And they are terrible on defense. Terrible. And it's a shame for them because they've got quarterback play for the first time in several years. It wasn't just that Jordan Love completed a franchise record 20 passes in a row. It's that the receivers were so far open and then they couldn't tackle them once they had the ball. Jordan Love was 29-37 for 363 touchdowns. And it was just embarrassing how open these guys were and how bad the tackling was on the back end. Now, with that said, there was a play in this game. If you were watching this game last night, Pittsburgh actually played exceptionally well in the first half. They scored on 4 of 5 possessions. Now, a lot of them were long field goals. But they started off the second half with the ball up 16-7. And on a 3rd and 8, Aaron Rodgers gets Green Bay to jump off sides. It's clear. It's almost unabated to the quarterback. And so he takes that free play to take a shot down the field. And it's incomplete. And then there's no flag anywhere. Then the referees huddle because clearly somebody, you know, instant review said, that was an offsides, gentlemen. You're going to need to drop the flag no matter how late it is to drop the flag. They didn't drop the flag. The game literally flipped because Pittsburgh had been moving all night long. Third and three was in their, you know, now they had some fourth down conversions. Third down wasn't great on, number on the night, but if they had taken that opening second half drive down the field and scored, even if it's a field goal to make it 19-7, it's going to be a ball game. I'm not saying they win it, but the game completely flipped. Green Bay then went touchdown, 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 field goal, field goal, end of game, 35-25. Pittsburgh had some stupid penalties, 15-yard big penalties. DK Metcalf got called for an unnecessary roughness post-play. A lot of post-play, three of them, 15-yard penalties. Green Bay with Jordan Love against Aaron Rodgers, 35-25. The Packers right now in the NFC at 5-1-1, if the season ended today, they would be the one seed. Long way to go, but we know how good they are. I mean, Micah Parsons dominant, suffocating defensively, even though Pittsburgh moved the football and scored points and had a 9-point lead at halftime. That was an interesting game last night. Jordan Love, when Jordan Love is at his best, borderline elite. The problem is, he's not always at his best. Last night it was easy against another bad defensive team. How about maybe, other than Dallas and Washington, the worst defensive team, Cincinnati. The Jets went into that game with all the turmoil. Woody Johnson, you know, riding the bus over his quarterback, Justin Fields, and the Jets came out and won their first game of the year.
A closer look at him, and that just adds to the intrigue here down the stretch. Hall, boy, thought about it, now tosses to the end zone, he's got Taylor for the Jets touchdown.
That was crazy. That was a halfback option for the go-ahead to give him a 39-38 lead. They were down 38-24 midway through the fourth quarter and had a fourth and one that they converted. Next play was a Breece Hall touchdown run in which he was literally untouched. They went for two, you know, the going for two down eight on that first touchdown when you're down 14. They converted it, although it was dicey. It was called short of the goal line, and then it was overturned on replay. I thought that was a bit iffy. Look, I had the Jets. I gave the Jets out again, fully expecting to lose, and they end up winning the game outright. Unbelievable that, you know, you can put up 400 yards of offense and 38 points and lose to the Jets. How bad are the Bengals that they gave up 502 yards of offense to a team that couldn't gain a first down almost? And I'm so happy for Justin Fields. He looked like a quarterback that was completely done and could not do it. He threw for 244, no turnovers. He also rushed for 31 yards in a 254-yard rushing day for the Jets. And after last week at 0-7 with the owner basically driving a bus over him publicly, Woody Johnson, what a dope he is. And by the way, Justin Fields handling it with great class last week. This is what he said after the game.
Yesterday I'm praying like crazy just for a win. And you know, this I'm gonna get pretty vulnerable right here, but this week I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying, on the ground, laying down, not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation. But in that moment when I was talking to my best friend, you know, how hard it was, and just, you know, not wavering faith-wise, I just had gotten a text from my sister and my stepmom, and it was just an encouraging text on, you know, just keep going and keep spreading the faith. And they just sent me a link on social media, and I tell you guys all the time that I'm not on social media, so I didn't see it. So that was just a sign from God for me to keep going, and that, you know, I'm in the right place. Yesterday I was just praying over and over and over again, like, yo, like, just one win. And you know, but all that to say is that, you know, God is real, God is good, and everything that we go through in this life is for a purpose. So
I don't know how you can, you know, not feel good for him. He had played legitimately two of the worst quarterback games consecutively in back-to-back weeks. The Denver game in London, the loss last week in Carolina. In those two games, he threw for a combined 91 yards and got sacked 12 times. He got benched last week, and if Tyrod Taylor hadn't been hurt, he would not have played in yesterday's game. Tyrod Taylor would have been the starter yesterday had Tyrod Taylor been healthy. That was more likely than not the plan, and Justin Fields got an opportunity. And I'll tell you what, before the day started, when I heard that he was starting and I had given the Jets out as a smell test pick plus the 7, I was like, well, this isn't going to work. But the line didn't change. It stayed there, so I kept the play, and they were getting their ass kicked. I mean, Flacco lit it up again. I mean, he was awesome in the game again. And the last drive, I don't know why they didn't throw to Higgins or Chase. Chase, again, he's now been targeted in two games 42 times. Think about that. 42 targets for a wide receiver in two games and 28 catches. He had another 12 yesterday. But yeah, Cincinnati had a chance to be right there in the AFC North with a win. Happy for a young man who really went through it last week with his dopey owner, one of the worst, maybe the worst, along with the Carolina owner since Snyder sold the team. Good for him to end up having that kind of a win. It's not going to spur the Jets to some sort of magical season. Cincinnati's defense is truly terrible. We saw last week, we've seen Cincinnati all year just be horrible on defense. No improvement from last year. I guess there's not much variance year to year with their defense. It was bad last year. It's bad again this year. By the way, in the NFC North, Baltimore is once again the favorite, even though they are 2-5 football team. We got more around the NFL, including the team with the best record in the NFL, once again pounding a lesser team into submission, but still doing what they're supposed to do. I think there's merit in that. We'll discuss it when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, happy Monday, everybody. Here's what's happening. We take a Monday look around the NFC East after the games yesterday. Dallas falls to the Denver Broncos in a game that got so out of hand. Joe Milton threw a touchdown pass that meant nothing. Cowboys lose 44-24. The Eagles, they beat up on the Giants 38-20. And to make matters worse for Brian Dable's squad, they also lost rookie running back Cam Scatabo for the season with a gruesome-looking dislocated ankle. Big news out of the college football world, as the news broke late last night that LSU is parting ways with head coach Brian Kelly after suffering a lopsided defeat to Texas A&M, where LSU looked checked out in the second half. Now the third major program to begin their head coaching search in October. The Caps, they announced this morning they're signing Brett Leeson to a one-year, two-way deal. He will be placed on waivers and loaned to Hershey for the time being. The Wizards, they fall to the Hornets 139-113. LaMelo Ball stunned with a nearly 40-point triple double that included 13 rebounds and 13 assists. On the Wizards side, CJ McCollum leads the Wizards in scoring with 24, but the lack of defense late helped spur the Hornets to a 26-point victory. Plus, tonight, the Washington Commanders, they get going against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel making their return to the lineup, but the Burgundy and Gold will be without starting quarterback Jaden Daniels and may be without Daron Payne, who missed this week of practice with a toe injury. Burgundy and Gold pregame live coverage with Denton and Linnell begins on 106.7 The Fan after Grant and Danny at 6:30. And on right here on the Team 980, Maryland basketball underway in an exhibition against UMBC that will also get underway at 6:30. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You got to be other places. Jim Bob putting it all together for his team. And Shane Steichen appreciates it.
There he goes again. Taylor. Yes. History.
12 touchdowns in 8 games for Jonathan Taylor as the Colts rolled 38-14 over the Titans. 12 carries, 153 yards for him. He now has 12 TDs through 8 games, 850 yards rushing to lead the league. He also has over 200 yards in pass receptions and 2 touchdowns. He's certainly making a case right now for what could be a muddled MVP race with a lot of different possibilities. But Jonathan Taylor, unbelievable. As the Colts rolled again, they are 7-1. Their point differential through 8 games is 116 points. That comes out to an average margin of 14.5 points per game. You know, you can point to the schedule and say they lost to the Rams. It's actually a game they really shouldn't have lost. They got a bit lucky in week 2 against the Broncos. They missed a game-winning field goal, but the Broncos jumped off sides, giving them another opportunity, and they made that kick. They play, you know, at Pittsburgh. They play at Kansas City. They still have the Texans twice, the Jags twice, the Seahawks, the 49ers. They're going to get tested. I just think sometimes when you get to this point in the season, you can start to identify teams that are real versus teams that really aren't. And I think the Colts have to be real. They score every single week. This is a team that is the highest scoring team in the NFL. The Indianapolis Colts with Daniel Jones, they have an excellent roster. We've talked about that the last couple of years, whether it was Anthony Richardson quarterbacking or even last year, you know, briefly when Joe Flacco was quarterbacking. But they're averaging 33.8 points per game, and they are stopping people. They're well coached. Look, are they better than Buffalo? Can they beat Buffalo? Can they beat Kansas City? You know, the two stalwarts in the AFC in the postseason. You know, we don't know until we get there, but they're certainly heading towards a playoff season. Now, I'm going to tell you, in that division with the game that we have next, that there's still a team that I think people are sleeping on. But don't sleep on what the Indianapolis Colts have done. When you see that kind of point differential in 7 wins in 8 games, it's legit. Let's go to Houston for the Texans and the 49ers.
Four-man pressure. Jones down the sideline for the end zone. Leaping interception by Kamari Lassiter.
Houston dominated this game. They beat the snot out of San Francisco. The final score, 26-15. Even Kyle Shanahan said, we got physically whipped in this game. Houston's defense is legit. And I've said this going back to last year when people said he was having a major sophomore season regression. I like C.J. Stroud. I think he can throw it. I think he makes plays with his legs. That guy's been behind a woeful offensive line for two straight years, and yesterday did not have his top two receivers, certainly his top receiver in Nico Collins, and against San Francisco's defense, which completely shut down Atlanta, who's got major problems offensively with their coordinator, I think, more than anything else. Stroud was 30 of 39 for 318 yards, two touchdowns, and also rushed for 30 yards in the game. They rolled up against the 49ers 475 yards of offense. I think Houston is still a dangerous team, and I know that at 3-4 behind 7-1 Indianapolis, there's a long way to go, but they still play Colts twice this year. They get another game with the Jags at home. I still think Houston can win that division. And man, that division, the AFC South, pretty damn good. Like, the AFC North stinks. The AFC South, good. Don't count Houston out quite yet. Let's go to Baltimore for the Ravens, looking to get back into the AFC North race if they can beat Chicago.
Second down and long, fake the handoff from his own end zone. Williams has time. Downfield, intercepted! Wiggins steps in front, and the Ravens come up with the big play defensively.
Yeah, big play defensively. That was in a 16-13 game in the fourth quarter, deep in their own territory, and he throws an interception. That leads to a Ravens touchdown and a 10-point lead, and that was not game over, but it was a massive turning point. Caleb Williams, only pick of the day, didn't take a lot of sacks in the game. I didn't watch a lot of this game. Tyler Huntley got the start for Lamar. Looks like the Ravens could get fined big time, but they ran the football. Derrick Henry, 71 yards. Tyler Huntley with the quarterback involved, 53 yards rushing. That guy Keaton Mitchell, who was hurt last year, he had his best game of the year, and the Ravens got a crucial win. They play Thursday night against Miami. If they can get that one, their next three are on the road, but against the Dolphins, Vikings, and Browns. Remember, they still have the Steelers twice and the Bengals twice in their division, and I think I mentioned this earlier, they're now the favorite to win the division. Barely at minus 105, but they are the favorite. Let's go to Foxborough for Drake Maye's incredible game, another one for him.
He's throwing for the end zone, and back there, the catch is made. Kayshawn Booty has six.
So I gave out Cleveland against New England, so I was watching, you know, a significant portion of this game. So there are a couple of things at work. Number one, Cleveland's a mess, obviously, on offense. They're not a mess on defense, though. Myles Garrett had five sacks in the game. Five. He's got 10 on the year. I mean, he is... I was having this conversation with Scott Van Pelt last night. We were talking about this. Myles Garrett would be, right? We both agreed on this. If there was a draft of all NFL players, he'd be the first non-quarterback taken, right, Max?
Easily.
Easily. And yet, the Patriots rolled. Look, they ended up, you know, picking off Dillon Gabriel twice. They were down. They were up 9-7 in the first half. Drake Maye, the one thing I'll say, he takes too many sacks, and he takes a pounding sometimes on these sacks. But I got to tell you, man, he is tough, smart, sees it, throws it accurately. He throws a great deep ball, and he's great off schedule. He had 50 yards rushing in the game to go along with his 282 passing. Yes, he was sacked six times in the game, and he's the most sacked quarterback in the NFL at this point in the season. I'm pretty sure that's true. He was going into the game. Cam Ward is. He's the second most sacked quarterback in the game. He's good, though. He's really good. Look, it's a long way to go. They have a great supporting cast. They have an excellent defense. They're well coached. They really haven't played, other than Buffalo, a good team that they've beaten. But here's the thing. It's not like they're going to get tested a bunch this year. You know, they play the Falcons this week. They then play at Tampa. That'll be a test against. That's the one I want to watch. Todd Bowles and what he can do against the second-year quarterback. There's no doubt, man, he is super talented. They're going to be a playoff team just based on their schedule alone. They've got the Jets twice. They've got the Giants. They've got the Dolphins. They've got the Falcons. They've got the Ravens. Who knows what they'll look like at that point. New England and Vrabel have turned this thing around, but you don't turn it around like this without the quarterback. They are having the season that Washington had last year against the last-place schedule and with a much better coaching staff and coordinator, because Josh McDaniel gets some of the credit. The debates about the 24 draft at this point are just absurd. Like, you know, call me when Drake Mays won 14 games in two road playoff games and had the greatest season in the history of a quarterback for a rookie. Now, he's having the kind of season that is going to keep his name in contention for, like, the MVP. Jaden was in contention for the MVP at this point last season. The one thing about May, he takes a lot of sacks. Takes a ton of sacks, and he takes some sacks where he gets his eggs scrambled a bunch, man. He takes some hits on that head, but man, can he play. He is exciting. He is legit. I like Drake May coming out of the draft. Love Jaden more. Love Penix Jr. more. But I like Drake May, and he's going to be another one in this draft from 2024 that we look back on it as maybe the best quarterback draft in NFL history. But they are taking advantage, no doubt, right now of an absolute putrid schedule. There's no doubt that that's been part of the benefit. All right. Elsewhere, Buffalo hammered Carolina. Tampa hammered New Orleans. Miami crushed Atlanta. Kirk Cousins' first start after Penix was ruled out did not go well. He was the least of their issues. They couldn't run the football, and they couldn't get off the field defensively against Miami, but he didn't play well either. And the Falcons really look like Raheem Morris might be the next one to get fired, because they got too much talent to be a 3-4 football team. Now, they did not have their number one receiver yesterday, so that hurt them for sure to not have Drake London out there. But that team is Heckle and Jekyll and Hyde, and they get the Patriots and Drake May next. All right, Ben Standig next to join us from Kansas City.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.